Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's a... That you thought was lost, baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma see the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. Just a trying to keep it right here, better keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, yeah, like girl, I've been patient. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Father Time, just chilling, max relaxing, chilling with my boy, Wick. What's happening, Doc?
What's going down, brother?
Shit, I can't call it, man. What's good with you?
Shit, chilling, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Doing a little of that,
okay,
some of that good
okay.
Credit.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What's up, Slick Mick? I see you. I think that's Liquor Store, too. And either one of them push one, so I guess I can't fuck with them. You know what I mean? As y'all can tell, my man ain't here tonight, so I don't know what's up with him, but fuck him. Show must go on. Fuck him. Now I can do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So if I want to play a song, goddammit, guess what? I'm going to play a motherfucking song. Up in this. What's happening? What's happening? Is this me?
Yeah, this me. What's going on, Father Time?
Shit, I can call it.
What's going down, Hunky?
Say that again?
So what's going down, Hunky?
Oh, what up, baby? What's going on with you?
Shit. Down and out right now, but getting better. Then broke my
you'll
back.
Be all right. You'll be all right, baby. I'm going to holler at you, too, later on. I'll holler at you later on.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'd like to, before the show really start, my son about to have his first child. I'd like to say congratulations to him. He having a little girl.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get it.
Yep,
when
she's in labor
do?
Now. Well, she's in labor
oh,
now.
Straight up?
Yep.
Oh, congratulations, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't wait
till
I'm a granddaddy, boy.
What'd you say?
Man,
you
don't have to
come
out. Hey, I'm so proud of him. You're going to be a great dad. I might want a good dad,
hey.
But I'm going to be a hell of a granddad, though.
Yeah,
you know
when
what,
I see
man?
You,
when
so happy.
When I become a granddad, you know what I'm going to do? Spoil the shit out them motherfuckers and send them home.
Yeah, send them right on, man.
Send them on home.
Hey, fill them up with sugar. On the night that you know they're supposed to go to bed, fill them right up with sugar.
I'm going to Dairy Queen every day.
If it took that
now,
later,
M&M's, Snickers. Boy, eat whatever you want to eat. I don't care. Come get him. Come get him. What time you come picking him up? Time for him to go. He got to go.
Yes, damn sure.
Hey, shit, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him, man.
Well, I'm opening up the flow to everybody, man. So, anybody got anything they want to get off their chest? Anybody?
I'm actually feeling all right besides my back.
Not at this moment.
All right, we feeling all right. Y'all got no headaches or no troubles. Need to write that shit down somewhere. The only stress I got that I couldn't goddamn go to work. I missed a couple of concerts.
Well, what about you, Mick? You rarely press one. What's on your mind?
I don't have none right now for all the time. I'm at work, so, you know, I might be in and out, but nothing right now.
Making that money.
Well, it is what it is.
Mick, you got about 100. You got about 100,000 saved.
I think. Hold on, y'all. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Janine.
Hello.
Okay,
I guess
can
that
you
ain't
hear
Janine.
You can
708.
She said hello. Well, I was here today.
Hello?
Oh, see, I thought I heard something. I'm about to say, this is good-ass goddamn chronic I'm smoking. I need to call this motherfucker back. He's here and shit.
I said, hi. I guess nobody hear me.
I heard you. How you doing?
What's up, Janine?
I'm fine.
So what's going on in your world, Janine?
Oh, nothing much.
You been behaving yourself, Janine?
No.
I know that's right.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
We can hear you now.
God damn, man. Check ass, check phone, man. Man, Janine?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to bring you in. I'm like, damn, can't nobody hear me? I'm talking to myself. And then the phone was hung up all by itself.
I was about to say, you brought her in and took yourself out.
I know, man. She crazy as hell. So what's going down, my peoples? I ain't had no argument today, so I guess y'all know what that means.
No sex for you today.
Yeah, brother, a little dry today. I'm gonna start one once the show. I'm just gonna just make up some shit.
Fuck you! Make some shit up. That's a damn.
You pissing me off.
That's a damn shame.
You know what I'm saying? I told you I wanted a bigger spoon. Why you bring me this little ass spoon?
This little bitty ass spoon you brought me. What the fuck I supposed to do with this shit?
For real.
You know, then he threw it on the floor like, I don't want this shit. You know, that automatically going to piss her off.
Exactly. I told y'all I wanted my shit medium rare. This is well done. I ain't eating this shit. Fuck you.
Nah, don't do that one. I regret it. Don't do that. Don't throw the food. I regretted that one time. Because I'm hungry as hell. So I'll be like, throw the food on the floor. Don't do that. I regretted that one time with my baby's mama. You know, I tried to make a point through the food on the floor. I regretted that shit. Later as hell, I was hungry as fuck. We want to cook shit.
You should have went in there and fixed you something to eat.
Yeah, you know, man. I was drunk, too. I was like, why I throw that shit on the floor? That's fucked up. Can I scrape some of that shit up?
I'd be like, hell no. I'd have stepped in it, spit on it, not eat it. Actually, you know what I would have done? I would have scooped it up off the floor and be like, here, baby, I'll fix you another plate.
Oh, you're wrong
for that. Now you get the fire buster.
That's what you get for throwing shit on the floor.
Yeah, that's what. Now you start some deep shit. Now.
Somebody going to eat it. Throw my shit on the floor. Let me cook it. You throw it on the floor.
Where you gonna eat that cake out of, babe?
Damn right.
I ain't eat that shit.
I got the pistol to your head. Ain't you hungry now? Mm-hmm. Eat, goddamn it, eat. Get your feel on. You full yet?
See, violence is not the answer. I don't believe in violence anymore.
Hey, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any woman from the South?
Hell, not really. Not that I talk to them anymore. I used to.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a myth or is it true that women in the South, they hook their men by putting certain stuff in their spaghetti, the red sauce?
No.
You ever heard that before?
I don't know where that came from. Yeah, I know. I heard it before. I don't know where it came from.
I don't know, man.
I've heard it, but I ain't never seen nobody do nothing. Unless they doing
I
some
still,
old voodoo shit.
Yeah, yo, still don't eat everybody's spaghetti. Don't eat everybody's spaghetti. Fuck around
nah,
and eat your
fuck
wife
nobody
don't know why.
You tell me you from Louisiana, shit, I'm walking. All right, have a good day. See you. I mean, think about it. You ever seen
ain't
like
wrong with the voodoo stuff? Just don't do it on me.
Oh my goodness.
You ever seen like okay, Janine? Let me ask you. You ever seen like a fine ass man in your ass with a fucked up ass girl?
Yeah.
She didn't put the voodoo on him. She was looking like, why the fuck are you with him? What the fuck?
Maybe her pussy good or some shit. You don't know what she doing.
No, that's that voodoo.
The groceries. You eat the groceries.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guarantee you, you go over his house, she ain't going to give you no spaghetti. Uh-uh, that's just for my baby.
Oh,
that's his spaghetti. Don't nobody eat his spaghetti.
And maybe he want a guarantee. Maybe he want a guarantee. Don't nobody want him. Shit, I don't know.
No,
I don't
you
agree.
Know what it is.
You can't be fucking around with the supernatural people, man. They fuck around and do some kind of voodoo on you. But stop that.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, they call it the roots. She put the roots on it. I don't know where the roots came from, but that's what they say. She put the roots on
know.
It. I mean, everybody's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I
did shit like that is when I'm trying to get rid of a motherfucker.
Damn.
What you mean?
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these candles, goddammit.
Yo, this spaghetti show tastes bitter right now.
Your motherfucking ass.
That's fucked up. Your spaghetti show used to taste better than this shit. What the fuck you done did? Like, he up, he like, what the
so
hell?
That's how you get rid of him? You start slacking on the food?
No, I said,
meals
don't
taste like they used
to. If I'm going to do some food stuff, shit, it's going to be to get rid of a motherfucker. It ain't going to be to help you fall in love or no shit like that.
If it was me, and, you know, we've been together 3, 4, 5 years, you cooking your ass off, and then all of a sudden your shit be subpar, shit, I know what's up. Oh, she trying to get rid of me. You know what I mean? Your banana pudding ain't as sweet as it usually is. You know what I mean? There's a man to taste that. Like, damn, baby, you ain't use enough nutmeg or something. Something missing. No, baby, that's how it always is. No, it ain't. You trying to get rid of me.
No, because we sure can't say, shit, I put my foot in it. You know, when you feel with
literally
somebody, you were like, this bitch ready to put her foot in this shit.
She put her foot in it.
Trying to kill me.
Like, damn, girl, this shit kind of crunchy. Toenails and shit all up in your shit.
Hell no.
I mean, why you just can't say, you know what, it's over. Let's just, you know, let's just call it quits. Why you got to go through all that drama? I'd rather just be like, yo, you know what, I don't want to be with you no more.
I've had
instead of trying to run me away, just be honest.
Because people don't listen. People want to, you know.
Well, hell, niggas do the same thing, too.
Yeah, because I've said that to a number of people.
You can't just blame... You just can't blame the weather. Niggas goddamn got that pussy in them, too.
Hey, man, we trying to get away from the N-word, man.
Niggas can be a white person.
I'm serious. Seriously, we trying to take the show in another direction. We going to try to stop using that word.
Well, negative people.
Trying to get some sponsors, man.
Well, negative people, negative males act that way, too.
I don't act like
negative
that.
Negative and ignorant males. I said negative and ignorant males. Are you a negative and ignorant male?
Well, I'm saying, what do you mean? They act like
hot, sick, the same way females do. Stalking them, messing with them, doing the same thing a female do. Can't just blame the female doing it. Males do the same thing.
Dudes don't do the same thing females do, man. I disagree.
You out your rabbit ass mind if you ain't seen that. It's been in the news many times. Dudes do the same thing females do. Go kill that bro because she don't want him.
Exactly.
Hey, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you gotta push one and we'll bring in. Hey man, can I say what I gotta say, motherfucker, before you start cutting me off? Once again. We got people listening. If you want to join the conversation, push one, and I see we got somebody that didn't push one. Let me bring them in. I don't know who you are. Can you please tell me your name?
Batman.
Oh, this must be Drew. Drew?
Hello?
Yo, what up? Who this?
Me, man.
Oh, shit, I thought you was Drew, man. I heard all that background, so it must be Drew.
Just getting off work, man. Just getting off work.
All right, I feel you. You call from a different number. I ain't recognize that number.
My phone dead.
Oh, okay. All right, but now, go ahead, Wick. What was you saying?
I was just saying, you can't just blame females. Males do the same thing as females do. You get those certain ones that do it, just like you get those certain females that do it. It's every day.
I ain't feeling that. Janine, what was you saying about that?
You should know, dog. Oh well, men stalk women the same like women stalk men.
Okay.
No, it's no different.
Not at all.
I can agree with, but y'all were saying that men do the same shit women do, and I don't believe that. A man might stalk you. You know what I mean? But he ain't finna break down and cry in front of you like a woman, because you know women are so emotional.
That's not true.
Just start crying for no reason.
There's a lot of bitches out there.
Can I get in on the topic? Can somebody explain it to me? I just did damn near 12 hours. Can somebody explain something to me?
They saying that men do the same thing that women do when it comes to breaking up. Like a man will stalk you and all that kind of shit. And I'm not agreeing with that. I don't think men do the same shit that women do.
Yeah, they do.
I don't agree with that.
I mean, you asked my opinion. I'm just saying, some men do. Why you think you got these people that's sitting out there chilling these women, man? They, men do the same thing.
And you know, Big Cass never agreed. He just said damn near the same thing I said.
I still disagree.
I mean, you got men out there killing women, man, because, you know, they're okay. Especially they baby mamas. They really go crazy over there.
Man.
Shit, you can have
example.
My baby mama.
Prime example.
Whoever wants can have her.
Which?
Take her.
Well, that's
you.
Well, all, but all people don't think like that. That heart is a bug, man. Love, that's a bug. That bug, that word love is a bug.
Well, I mean, people, man. And you, actually, my whole thing is that I think men are worse than women.
When it comes to breaking up?
Yep.
Yeah, when it comes to breaking up.
Well, it depends on who's breaking up with who, first of all. Because if I'm breaking up with you, I ain't sure.
And you know what? Well, 9 times out of 10, the male ain't breaking up with the chick unless he already got another chick. The chick is breaking up with the dude first.
Because she probably already got another motherfucker on the side.
It don't matter, but the chick, 9 times out of 10, the chick breaking up with the dude.
If she break up with you and you didn't see it coming, dog, you're not going to just react like, oh, okay, it's cool. She's like, well,
kill
her
and that dick and help.
Why y'all
kill
saying
her
that? I got something to say, man. God. And this is the truth. This is a fact. I ain't never been broke up with. I've always been a break-upper.
That's because you run a lot.
Because I what?
You run a lot.
What you mean?
First time a situation going bad, you run.
That ain't running. That's seeing the writing on the wall.
Come on now. And I, so you mean to tell me everybody you broke up with, you had no regrets about?
There's a few that I do regret.
Exactly. And because, I mean, let's call a spade a spade, dog. You are known for jumping the gun.
That's true. I'll admit that. I will overreact.
And that's the thing. You are overreacting. And then by the time, I mean, you done already did the damage. So you're the type of person to say, well, the damage is done. Oh, well, fuck you.
Hey, I ain't never been done.
You're not the type to reconcile. Your pride don't let you do that.
I still ain't never been dumped.
I understand that, and because of the way you are, you won't go. You won't reconcile.
No, man, I'm the dumper.
You can be that, but I mean, I'm glad that you're happy now with your wife. But you know,
I'll dump her too.
Oh,
nobody dumping me. I'm the dumper.
Oh.
Really? My way or the highway, baby.
Here be the one she talk about. We broke. She telling him they broke up. No, you ain't. We ain't broke up till I say we broke up. He's sitting outside
that
the house.
Damn right.
Got the OJ gloves on.
We are forever, and I decide when forever is over.
Okay. I'm not really believing you, but okay.
You ain't got to believe me, dog. It's true.
I know better, but okay.
I mean, the only person to ever say that they did anything to me before I did it first is my daughter mother, because she did put me out. I didn't see that coming. She put me out, but that's all right, though. I still broke up with her, though.
All right.
She tried it, but she wanted me to come back. I was like, nope. Uh-uh.
But then you came and got her.
Yeah, but that was an ulterior motive, though. I had ulterior motive for that. I just wanted my daughter with me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure she would say another whole different story.
Shit, our story don't count.
In your eyes.
My way. She ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, I mean, the honest, average, everyday motherfucker. Yeah, I really do believe that the woman. I mean, the man. I mean, hell, I'm not gonna sit here and say, motherfuckers could tell me, all right, it's over. No, it's not. Shit. I'm not just feeling it. I mean, most men feel like what you really just said, though, all bullshit aside. If it ain't on my terms, it's not going to happen. So when you got a motherfucker saying, okay, well, I don't give a fuck about your terms, it is going to happen, then that makes for a man to get real crazy.
Crazy at the word stupid.
Well, you call it what you want, but, I mean, you know, a woman will look at you and be like, all right. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't feel the same thing, but woman's good, better at hiding. They'd be like, oh, okay. All right, boo-boo. You do you, boo-boo. And that's driving you crazy with her saying that right there. And she may hang the phone up and start crying. But her come out of, hey, boo-boo. You do you, boo-boo. All right, bye, boo-boo. When you hang that phone up, you finna lose your fucking mind.
Hey, man, is you up?
Good job, brother Cass.
Hey, are you up, man?
No, I'm not even, man. I'm dog, I'm bad. I'm on the passenger side. My damn phone dead. I'm using somebody else's phone. I'm bad. All
right, I got a bunch of motherfuckers in the house, man. Getting all loud and shit. Blaine over here is loud as hell. I just you know, periodically.
Oh, yeah.
But go ahead. Y'all don't hear that background, man?
Yeah,
we heard the dog come in.
I heard the dog in the background. I thought you was the king of the castle, though.
You gotta go outside and
sit
in the car.
Hey, he the king of the castle till she come home.
And crown his ass.
Alright, y'all about to start some shit now.
I'm just saying, dog. I mean, I thought you ran the house with the iron fist with the velvet glove.
Yeah,
you ain't got nothing but the velvet glove.
Whoa, yeah, that's the very glove.
It is what it is.
You serving pancake soup?
He wearing the velvet around his booty.
It is what it is.
Got the velvet phone on.
I feel you.
Well,
I ain't mad.
Let me quick. He go in the house. Hey, boy, shut the fuck up.
We all hear
everybody be like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit, man.
Either that or they're going to be asleep.
Let's say he's going to wait till everybody go to sleep. I'll say shut the fuck up.
Ha, 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 period, funny.
You better leave
anyway.
My son alone.
Say what? Did somebody say something?
Y'all talking about men don't do stuff. Shit, I've been almost been killed a few times. Shit.
No, you saying he said men don't do shit.
Yeah,
I know
he
I
said.
I'm that gay. I'll stab your ass.
I was just light on my feet.
Let's just say you light on your feet.
And I did the dodge and the back and forth. You know how you go, you never run in a straight line, goddammit. Shit. I ain't crazy.
Hey, Debo, you should have been bobbing and weaving.
She didn't do the Ricky. She did the Bob and the Weaver. She
went
fuck that Ricky.
Hey, what you say, Janine? You seen Boys in the Hood. You ain't run straight like Ricky.
Exactly. No,
you know, that's
no
so fucked up. And that's so fucked up because Ricky supposed to be the running back.
Right. He's supposed to be cutting
Bob and the Weaver and shit. That's so fucked up, man.
Hey, man, you know he dying every damn. He been dying since Boys in the Hood.
No. He been dying soul food, man. I mean, not soul food, but what's that? What's that other movie? The Best Man.
Shit, he might as well. His old lady, his best friend fucked his old lady. He was dead.
And put it in a book. And put it in a book.
And wrote a book. Yeah, he was dead.
And wrote a book that was a bestseller.
Yeah, he was dead inside.
Yeah, he died in that too.
Right, you called
him
a book. He did something with that one.
Oh,
dead. He done died dead goddamn movie. This latest movie out was a perfect guy. He dead and motherfucker in that too.
Oh,
he
man, I haven't even seen it yet, man. I was going to go see it. I'm just seeing it now.
Man, just tell the movie and shit.
It's a good movie, but it's the same typical ending.
Well, everything is remakes to something now.
You know the black, you know, hey, well, all dark skin motherfuckers die in the movie. Come on now. All dark skin motherfuckers die in the movie. Me personally, I'm offended. I'm not spending my money on no more of these goddamn movies. I'm tired of the dark skinned motherfucker always dying in the movie. Always coming to play today and he wind up dying.
So you always niggas die, huh?
Yeah, light skinned motherfuckers live to the end. Dark skinned motherfuckers die right in the middle. Either in the beginning or the middle. He lucky if he makes it to the middle.
I mean, Mick, have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it. I'll probably go Friday. No.
You already know the end.
What'd you say?
Hating on people, hating on light skinned brothers. Look at that motherfucker. What?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened at the? I'm looking at these men like, really? Oh, is that what happens at the coffee shop? You know, like at Starbucks, motherfucker picking up at Starbucks and shit. I'm like, really?
He light skinned with some green eyes. Hey, albino
son of a
bitch.
Listen to me.
Hey, you know what?
Doesn't like you anyway, you pretty motherfucker.
Exactly. You should have knew he was halfway retarded anyway. Yeah, white.
Oh, fuck. You know, no homo, though. You don't got a motherfucker chin. Green eyed motherfucker. I'll poke his ass in his eyes.
Hey, women think that motherfucker is gorgeous.
Okay, that's a fine brother. Y'all know it too.
Okay, exactly.
That motherfucker look like a monkey, but he got the blade. Light skinned with them green eyes. You know what? I'm gonna find an app to darken him up, and I want to see what the fuck y'all say how he looks in.
And while y'all playing, that motherfucker play them roles too fucking good too.
Oh goodness!
That motherfucker probably is a crazy motherfucker like that. If he ain't throwing kids out the window, he's stalking women.
Who he threw out the window?
But he's talking about in this other movie he played in.
He threw somebody out the window? What movie was that?
He threw the kids out the window and
it's a Tyler Perry movie. That's why y'all ain't seen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I thought you watched all those Tyler Perry movies.
I don't fuck with
that. You used to be all into the
sack-ass movie.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I don't even know the name of that one, so I'm pretty sure I missed that one.
He just as bad because he fucks over all the dark-skinned guys in the movie. Bald-head guy from Law and Order. He get fucked over all the time. Then here comes Shamar Moore. His old cute ass, one of them, he win everybody's heart. And the motherfucker, he's a bum. He's a bum bitch ass nigga. The
oh my God.
Raking leaves for a living, but you fell in love with a nigga that rake leaves? And I'm a motherfucker. I don't remember that part.
You see what I'm saying?
What movie y'all talking about?
Waiting for her ass when she. Oh, really? Ed
what
had
movie
no
is she talking about?
Now? Oh, goodness. It's a Tyler Perry movie.
Can I get the name of the motherfucking movie? I might have saw it.
I don't know. All I know the bald head dude from Law and Order.
I can't remember.
What was it?
It ain't Why Did I Get Married. It was
Watch the Boondocks. They'll tell you. Hey, bald head dude from Law and Order.
What the heck was that movie name?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what it was, Janae. They two busy talking
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Diary of a Bad Black Woman. Diary of a Pissed Off Nigga. That make that
We're not using the N-word no more on the show. Nigga.
Yeah, right, man. We're going away from the N-word.
Who said that?
What?
I did.
Who said that?
I did.
Your partner in crime said no more N-word.
No more N-word.
Let's leave the N-word alone.
You got to find an alternative word.
Who got to find another word? You said we got to find another word.
Let's leave the word alone. Let's leave the word alone.
I'm trying to get away from that, man.
All
right. He just said like 10 times. I had to stop with earlier. Now here you go. Can we all just get along?
Yeah, nigga, we gonna get along tonight.
Boy.
You gonna hear her with a lot of beep 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 beep.
Oh, but. You know, I really did say that. I mean, we both did make a. I'm just joking, y'all. We both did make a conscious. We did say we're gonna make a conscious effort not to do it anymore. But fuck it.
Gonna have to beep them out. Beep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Man, I'm about to go outside.
So I'm just going to say motherfucker from now on. I'm not going to say the N-word. I'm just going to call you a bunch of bitches and motherfuckers.
I call them ignorant people.
Fuck that.
I mean, hell, they want to keep using the words. You might as well go back to the original words they was using then. Negro, what was the other words they used?
Color.
Color.
Color that ass nigga. I mean, color that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use that in.
Negro.
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 Hey, you know what, man? When I be on, coon is a popular ass word right now. What the?
Coon?
Coon.
Yeah, coon.
Like,
you know what
coon.
I'm saying? Like, let's say you be on Facebook or whatever. You know, somebody posts a video. And then they be like, you know, look at these coons. I'm like, when people start using that word?
Should
they never stop?
You got them coons?
No, I don't like that word either, shit.
Mm-mm.
No. Wish a motherfucker would.
Well, you know, you can't pass. You know, when the race war come, we gonna see what side you jump on.
Ain't that a bitch?
Goddamn hunky.
I throw with a hood on like a motherfucker. Pass
really?
Like, fuck him. Hang him.
I don't know them. They attacked me.
but in Mick defense, she been called hunky and white face for years.
Yeah.
They attacked me.
Mick, we didn't have some. You know, we have had some names for you, hunky, white face, space ghost.
Oh my!
Yeah, you had some good ones.
You see how they treat me, Janae? See how they treat me?
Mm-hmm. They just hate on us light skinned folks. That's all. Just hate.
Come on, I've been calling Mick space ghost since the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm brown skinned, so.
Well, you black enough.
Right. You not that brown, motherfucker. What you, why do you keep thinking you this brown, like this caramel coated motherfucker? You one shade lighter than me.
I'm brown skinned, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't dark, I ain't light. I'm brown.
You ain't nowhere near. You ain't nowhere near. Light is nowhere in your complexion, dog. They had to go
to
two or three times. Just like everybody
else. Not light skinned. I'm not dark skinned. I'm brown skinned. My skin is brown. It's bronze.
That's them. See what happens when you go to the doctor and they give you glasses? Mess your vision up.
Yeah, you just think shit ain't nobody else.
Got you seeing other colors? I'm just saying. But if that's what makes you sleep
man.
At night, you got color.
Guess he gonna start bleaching himself so he can get a little lighter.
Nah, I ain't getting lighter. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I love me.
These bronze eyes. I'm going to tell them I'm one of them. I got a blue eye.
Everybody should get their DNA tested on Ancestry.com so you can see what your DNA say.
Oh,
what
I'm from Queens.
I really don't see no Pocahontas in my future.
Listen, it's not just about showing exactly, if you another race. I'm saying it will tell you which part of Africa you was from, too.
I know.
My
people was kings.
But which part? They were kings in all different parts of Africa.
No,
I was from the tribe of Gary.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got a caller, y'all. Hold on.
He might be a servant.
Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What up?
What's up, man? It's Drew.
Yeah.
All right, man. Give me a second. I got to switch phones. I'll be back on in a hot minute.
I thought you were out. I'm gone. I'll get money when I come over here Friday.
All right. All right. See y'all later.
All right.
Cause that test told me I was a Nigerian, and it also said I'm Asian, Polynesian, and Caucasian.
Hey, your mama got around then, huh? Them people back then, your family was fucking everybody.
Hey, your ancestor show didn't run around that table fast enough. Everybody caught that motherfucker. Come here. Come here, I'm next.
Right, she got a little bit of everything, you know.
I do.
Man, they was tearing that ass on the boat. They was tearing that ass up on the boat. Come here, buddy. I got a trade for you.
Yeah, I saw that commercial where they supposed to be able to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got
but
my results back.
What result? Uh-oh. Hey, honey, it's not mine.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
I could have told you that. I ain't need no test for that shit.
Oh, okay. Whew. Whew. Okay.
Shit.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
What's going down, Drew?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Wait a minute. What was the test for?
What? It should have been a party going down last weekend.
Yeah, the shit came up.
Yeah.
Who was having a party? I didn't get no invite.
See how you don't turn me.
Yeah. Yeah, I meant to bring it up yesterday. I didn't forget.
Y'all had a party? Y'all was having a party?
No.
I see it didn't happen. I'm just saying. Y'all planned one?
Yeah, he had talked about having one, but yeah, it didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, did y'all hear my background?
So I'm going to start cussing people out. Then I'm going to be wrong.
You got a garage? Go out in the garage. Just don't turn the car on.
Yeah,
hey,
but
I got a couch
with me.
Hey, bro,
oh, okay.
I got a couch for you. I got a couch for you if you start cussing people out.
Man, I might need that motherfucker, man.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know I got a couch for you, bro.
Because you know
hey,
that
Quinn,
lot
hey, man.
Right
you
in
get
the
garage.
I'm showing him on that motherfucker.
Need to be quiet up in this motherfucker.
That's my mama right there.
Oh, goodness.
Get out.
Black people, man, I tell you, man.
He's coming right there, really.
And then yeah. Drew just be going off in his own world. He's on the show.
Stop that. Black lives matter.
He be like, fuck it, let me know what you talking about. Man, what is that Black Lives Matter shit?
Black Lives Matter.
I be hearing that shit, but I'm like, what the fuck that shit mean?
It be Black Lives Matter.
It means what it say. It's just a campaign that they pushing out there to let everybody know that Black Lives Matter. That's all.
Don't all lives matter?
You right. All lives matter. But they don't seem to think that ours matter as much as everybody else.
I'm going to give y'all my opinion what it means, but I ain't going to go there.
Go ahead. What it mean, man?
My opinion is an excuse for ignorant people to act stupid and make the people that's really trying to make things happen the right way mess it up for them.
Ain't no devil, man. Shit.
I don't know nothing about that shit.
Yeah, they
changes,
I mean, they.
Every time the weather changes, my clients and everything. I said.
Say what?
Uh-oh, somebody weather change. The weather changes for somebody. Stressing.
Man, I have no idea what's going on. I got Drew in the background. I got these people here, loud as hell. What's going on? All right, Janine, we're just going to give you the show. You go ahead and take over.
Really? Don't let them lock you in the garage because they'll show lock your ass in there.
He got the garage door open and he can get out.
Ain't nobody about to be in no
damn the
garage.
You do got the garage door for the right. Oh, okay.
Best believe I'm getting out of there, one way or another.
I don't understand how, I don't know, unless people are really trying to do harm to themselves, why would they ever think that somebody doing that is an actual suicide? I don't understand that.
What's your base?
Right. I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
I mean, usually if that person don't have no signs of wanting to do something like that, do harm to themselves, you should automatically know that was a homicide.
No, I don't know about that. Because you never know the darkest parts of somebody.
Right, that's true. I agree with that.
You never know what they're thinking.
If it ain't no doors locked, they not in the. I mean, it's just I don't know. I just don't see. You have so many other ways to do that than to sit in a car. I mean,
who
you
got
know
killed
how
like
to,
that? What? Okay, now I'm really confused. Who? What happened? Who got caught? Who got killed like that?
I'm just saying. I don't know nobody in particular.
I don't know. People, you know, people just, they just lose all hope. You know what I'm saying? They just give up.
Yeah, you never know.
You're right. You never know what's going on in a person's mind.
And or what they can handle. All people can't handle anything the same.
Well, I know that.
But you know what? I don't want to get all religious and shit, but, you know, they say God don't never put more on you than you can handle.
Hmm.
At least that's what I was raised to believe.
Well, evidently they didn't believe that shit.
You need to stop playing with me then. Shit.
On here ever stole before, like actually was a shoplifter?
You know what, I stole from a Kmart. I stole Run DMC's Tougher Than Leather tape and got caught.
I stole the Batman car from Jules, and Zach's mama beat my ass cause I got caught.
She caught you or the store caught you?
The store caught me, and they called her.
Oh, y'all ain't no good. I mean, I'm just
hey, I'll admit,
why,
I ain't a thief.
Why do some people get caught and some don't? I mean, I don't understand it.
Stupid.
I mean, is
some
it the way
do
you
it for
look?
The,
is it the
no,
way
they
you
do,
look,
some people
or?
Do it for the thrill. Some people do it for the thrill.
Well,
they do it because they're greedy.
Well, listen, I had a cousin who, he dressed preppy. He was really nice looking. You know, when he dressed like a man, because, of course, he was gay. So, at times, he was dressed like a woman. But during this time, he was still dressing like a guy. He just walks in a store and go shopping with a buggy full of shit and just walk out the store. And don't nobody say nothing to him.
Damn.
Ain't nobody paying
attention
to you.
Yeah, I don't got no balls like that. Yeah, I'm too nervous for that shit.
I mean, I've never gotten caught, but I just wonder what is it that they look for when they looking at people? Because evidently you ain't looking at the right people.
It's because they've been greedy. Most of the time, it's because they've been greedy. They come in there too many times.
Mm-hmm.
They get to know that face. Eventually, they look at the security tapes to see what's missing and what area they've been taken from.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to know who that person is. And then they have their decoys walking around and starting to watch that person reward. Because there's always decoys in them stores, Walmart, Kmart, all those stores like that. They pay people to be decoys.
I think what made me stop is when my daughter started stealing. I said, oh, I'm bad.
Couldn't get there. Well, you need to stop. Well, you do it too, Bob. Yeah, you couldn't come with that argument.
But the best part, I think she was only like 8. She was like 7, 8 years old. But the bad part about it is you just stole the wrong shit. So you ain't even good at it. I mean, at least you got it off the stove. With no problem. But she got shampoo putting it on like it's lotion. Girl, that's just shampoo. Ooh. was good.
I remember you could walk around the store, eat all the little stuff they had open, the candy and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yes, we used to do that all the time.
Go in that mug, hurry, you look, be full as a mug. Ate all types of candy in that mug, just walking around the store. My boy, back in the day, used to get us 2 fifths of Mad Dog 2020 and a pack of gyros.
A pack of what?
The gyro package that you used to make the... Y'all know nothing about that.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah. Get drunk and then get you and then eat. Make sure you didn't throw up from drinking that Mad Dog 2020. I don't think my gut could even take that shit no more.
Well, Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah,
my gut.
I had to go on mute.
My gut. You had to cut some people out.
Now, I heard y'all talking about shoplifting.
Yes.
Like I said,
I wonder why some people get caught like instantly and some, you know, go a long time without getting caught. And never,
shit,
some people
never
get caught.
Keep doing it. What's the white girl name that was doing that shit? She was stealing $1,000 worth of shit. What the fuck was her name? The
Which
entertainment
one?
Shit.
Greedy.
Yeah, that's her.
The Lindsay Lohan.
This motherfucker was stealing $20,000 ring and just walking out the store with the motherfucker. How the hell you could get to pay for a $20,000 ring? Oh, I thought I paid for it. No, you didn't. And went to jail 3-4 times for that shit and keep getting out. Well, she don't go to jail. She go to rehab.
Yeah, go to rehab.
But, you know, let that be me. I'm going straight to jail.
I don't know what y'all was doing, because I shopped in that store like, shit, I was shopping for Christmas.
Every time I stole, I got caught. Every fucking time.
Oh,
I stole that motherfucking Run DMC tape, got caught. I went to Carlos, stole some Twinkies, got caught. I'm not a good thief. Not my forte.
I think the difference with me is I still went to the register and bought something. I think that was the issue.
That's
that
even bolder.
Had.
You had balls. And you stealing shit. And you going to go up there with the shit you stealing. And you going to buy something. Oh, you got. Oh, you. Man. God damn.
Yeah,
it is pretty bold. Yeah, I mean, I forgot to put some shit. You know how you pushing your buggy around? You got some shit at the bottom of the buggy. I forgot to put some shit on the counter. But I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
And they're probably nervous about that shit. They can check my whole bag.
I used to have all the shit in diaper bags and stuff. Well, you know, they don't ever check diaper bags and no shit like that.
Oh, they check everything, die.
Yeah,
they
probably
do it now,
but...
They check diapers and all.
Well, I do go to Walmart and go through the self-checkout, and sometimes I accidentally don't put it up there. This kind of stuff in the bag. I do that by accident a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they noticed that.
Huh?
I thought the bag had the... I don't know. I was nervous about that shit.
It's a button on you can push say that you don't want to bag this item. I push that motherfucker all the time.
Ah. I really used to rack up when I used to work at the store as a cashier. Oh, goodness. I used to have people coming in and go shopping and to come
I got them at Toys R Us. I got them at Toys R Us and Foot Locker. That's the only two ones I got them at. The only reason I got them at Foot Locker because they didn't give me my promotion. So I got my money another way.
Let me ask y'all as men, if y'all wives told y'all, gave y'all a list,
and tell y'all to go into the store and go shopping and make sure y'all come through her line. Would y'all do it? Would y'all see her?
Wait a minute. Say that again.
So,
my wife?
Yeah.
You said my
wife?
Say
she was working as a cashier somewhere. And
okay.
She gave you a list. She gave you a list of items to get from the store. So she says you go shopping while I'm at work. Come to my line with all the stuff on this list. Would you do it?
Hell yeah. She told me to do it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Some people are scared. I was like, why? I don't know why some people are scared.
I mean, we getting the shit free, right? We ain't got to pay for this shit.
I mean, I'm
hell
trying,
I'm gonna ask you.
I charge like for some dishwasher business or some shit like that.
No, no, I'm adding video games to that motherfucker. A couple TVs. We gonna rack up. She gonna be like, you gotta put some of that shit back.
I did that with one of my baby mamas. We did a Western Union check like that.
What you mean?
So he had some African dude's number that he's been sending money, and I just came in like I was him and came to receive the money and got the money.
Oh, for real? How much was it?
That's when I bought my car. It's about 4,000.
Damn.
I was up here.
Man, that's a felony, dude.
Man, you know how many years ago
anything over $500 is a felony.
Wasn't me.
For real, wasn't me.
Fuck that.
It was Adu Abu Ato. Whatever the fuck his name was.
I'll steal some shit. My shit gonna add up to $499. $499. Once we get to $499, we are done.
Oh, my God.
$499 and under is a misdemeanor. $500 over is a felony.
Well, ain't much you can get there.
All right.
So I keep going back. I won't do $500 on one day. You believe that?
You're only getting two items a day, huh?
Damn right. That TV is $498. I'm going to take that motherfucker.
You forgot about taxes.
Fuck them taxes.
Mm.
They can't get you for taxes, dog.
Yeah, they get you whether the value of it plus taxes.
The value is $498.
Plus taxes, it'd be $501 if they're selling it. Okay.
No, you got it wrong, bro.
Okay.
But I ain't a thief like Janine.
You
should be ashamed of yourself and encouraging us to go out there and steal.
Whatever. I need the household item.
How you talking about like Palmolive Joy and hand soap and shit?
No, I was talking about like curtains and pots and pans. I needed some fresh silver. I needed some new glassware. I got my George Foreman grill when that first came out.
Y'all weren't stealing. Y'all was stealing that misdemeanor stuff.
I'm gonna go out.
Mm. I thought shit I could use. We had TVs and shit like that. I saw shit I could use at home. I didn't steal shit to sell it to somebody else.
How much would you charge me for one of those George Foreman grills? Because I want one of them motherfuckers, but I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay full price.
I don't work in no store like that no more. I don't steal no more anyway.
Thought you might be walking through Walmart, get that urge, you know, go and pick up that George Foreman grill for me. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They should be cheap now. They've been out forever. They should be cheap.
You know, I can always use an Xbox One game. It don't even matter what game it is, because I'm pretty sure I don't have it.
if you get the urge, you know, to relive your youth, you know, think about me.
Are you playing video games?
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, man, I stopped playing video games when I was 17.
Call of Duty, Batman, I play all that shit.
You said you too old to be playing video games.
Yeah, I thought video games for kids.
No,
oh,
man.
Fuck that.
What you telling me?
I disagree. Fuck that.
Totally.
I disagree. That's a stress reliever. Instead of me going in there killing her, I can shoot somebody in the own eye.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. I mean, you
okay,
the only motherfucker I know that don't play video games. Ain't that
yeah,
my,
I don't know.
My
phone
don't play
nothing.
No video games.
No, I don't play no video games.
See, I don't hit the streets like that no more. So shit, gotta do something.
So
damn.
What is the game? What is the game where
damn,
the blood splatters? What's the game where the blood splatters all over the TV?
Oh, it's a bunch of those.
Yeah, a few of them.
I know Rise is one. I love playing that. I play the fuck out of Rise.
Shit.
You got Mortal Kombat does that.
No, he don't have Mortal Kombat. He always be playing online with other people, and they be, all they
Bobby,
do is kill people.
They gotta be
so, all
they gotta
be kill people.
There got to be a zombie one.
Hey, it's got to be Call of Duty. Well, Call of Duty, the blood don't splash on the screen like that.
On zombies, when they bite you, it do.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, goddamn, why don't you go ask him? Because I want to know what fucking game he's playing.
Oh, my goodness.
Blood splashing on the screen, that's my kind of shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I used to play this game called Tekken, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was messing around with this white girl. You know, we had never done it or nothing like that. You know, we just talk, you know, come over and have a few drinks, shit like that. So she wanted to play Tekken, and we ended up playing Strip Tekken. You heard of Strip Poker? We was playing a strip video game. I was laying her ass out on purpose. She was in that motherfucker's butt ass neck. She didn't have shit on by the time we got done. I tore her ass up.
Maybe she wanted it that way.
I think she did.
Like
I think she wanted to, but didn't really know how to go about it. You know what I'm saying? Like not
she
trying to come
to,
off like a hoe.
She wanted to, but you were playing a video game. So she came up with a way that you could do both at the same time.
I think she did. I'm about 99.9% believing what you're saying right now. She had to know
sure,
she wasn't
I'm
gonna
sure
beat me. I played a motherfucker every day.
Did she even play video games?
No.
Exactly.
That was her first time picking up the joystick.
She probably knew how to really play. She didn't want to beat his ass. She just wanted to get naked.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit, I took that shit serious to the mother because I wanted to see her naked. I tore her ass up. She didn't get one lick. I put some serious combo up. You got to take it off. You know. Got to take it off. And we was kind of drunk, too. That shit was fun.
So what is that background?
I don't know, that's gotta be
from
Drew.
Yeah, it is, man. My bad. That's my bad.
Drew always on the background. I
got
back my today.
Deliver me from evil, some shit.
Oh, that's one of my movies.
Yeah.
Deliver from evil? Or deliver us from evil.
Eva. Yeah, evil. No,
that's,
not
that's
evil.
That's an LL Cool J movie?
No, this is a horror movie.
Oh, I don't watch horror movies.
Oh, you said evil.
Yeah, this is the first one I didn't watch too in years.
Deliver us from evil.
That's that one with Kane, the wrestler.
Who? No.
Kane.
No, the Kane was in the Christmas one.
Oh, that's right. Okay, deliver us from evil. Oh, I know how it ends, man, but I ain't going to tell you.
All right, cool, though.
I do remember how it ends, but I ain't going to tell you. It's a twist at the end, though, dog. So put it on pause.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So if I'm, I ain't got to go see the perfect guy because I know my guy dies in it now.
Well, you said you don't see it.
Everybody said don't go see it. Damn, he did this motherfucker. Shit.
Well, why did you say don't go see it?
I don't know. They said it ain't no good. Damn, he's biting the shit out of this man.
Really? I actually want to see it.
That movie is good. It's just the same. You know what it is? It's the same storyline that you find in all the other movies. It's like you already know what's going to happen. You already know what's going to happen.
That's what they said. They said it's like a black Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, it's pretty much. But it was good, though. I'm not going to sit here and say it wasn't good. But, you know, as you're going through it, I mean, you just already know what's going to happen. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I watched that motherfucker on bootleg again. I was actually going to go see it.
Yeah, everybody said get it on bootleg.
Damn.
Yeah, promote them. Promote the black movies.
Well, fuck it. I ain't going to go see the motherfucker now if it's that bad.
This nigga cut his hand.
Fuck around, be a straight out of Compton for me. I was looking forward to seeing that shit. Man, that shit was garbage to me.
Yeah, they left a lot of shit out, man. I was very disappointed in that.
Man, that movie
right,
was tight as fuck.
Right.
They left a lot
of shit
out.
They made a big deal
out.
How Dre was beating up the girls and shit. They left all that shit out.
That shit did happen when he was in NWA, though. That was back then.
He was in the NWA when that shit was going on.
Yep. He
was fucking with Dean Barnes, he was in the NWA. And he beat her up in the bathroom. He was in the NWA then.
You talking about with Wendy Williams and all that shit?
I don't know nothing about Wendy Williams.
Who was Wendy Williams?
Yeah, Dr. Dre slapped her motherfucking ass.
Oh, yeah. I didn't read about that.
You talking about the TV show?
Yeah, TV Wendy. Yeah, when she was just a reporter. Yeah, this is when she was just a reporter, freelance reporter.
I know you. What was her name? The Puerto Rican chick. What was her name?
Michelle.
No, Puerto Rican chick. I can't think of her name.
Michelle ain't Puerto Rican.
I don't know.
I thought he got married to her, too.
I thought he buried her,
too.
Well,
they was dating.
Who was her name? Nicole or something?
So who is this kid by? They didn't never say that.
Yeah, I think they made up a lot of shit out of that movie.
Easy just got
You know, they bought up the NWA Ice Cube beef, but they didn't bring up the Eazy-E Dre beef.
Nope.
They showed a little bit of them.
They showed them coming in there beating up Easy to get the contract.
Yeah,
they wolf.
they
made
Suge
look like
that.
Just a straight up thug in that motherfucker.
Well, man. They can't show everything. The movie can only be a certain amount of time.
But they left out some key parts.
Hey, it was a hit to me. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
I mean, I didn't see it. I don't go to the movies anyway. I see all my shit bootleg, so it was all right for a bootleg.
I did not like it. I think they built the expectation up, and I didn't get satisfied.
Well, no, they was just trying to get this gen to know who they was to sell some records.
It had to be good. Them motherfuckers damn near hit 100 million, so it had to
exactly.
be good. Yeah.
Exactly. now you see straight out of everywhere now.
Shit. That shit was good.
Yeah, but now you see straight out of it was all about making money.
Yeah, that's
straight out of
everywhere. Yeah, that's the point.
I mean, that's the point. You know? Anybody make a movie, that's the point.
to bring, you know, let the new, the old, the young generation know who they was, and sell some money, and sell some, you know, sands and little songs and shit, like that new Dre album, which that motherfucker is bumping.
I haven't heard not one song from it yet.
That motherfucker bumping. The new one. That he made for Straight Outta Compton.
You talking about Dr. Dre album called Just Compton?
Yeah.
Yeah, that mug's bumping. I love it.
Except for number four with number 16. I'm bumping that new PE. That PE got a new one out. I'm bumping the hell out of that motherfucker.
What? Public Enemy.
That's right. They got a new CD out. That motherfucker is
hitting
hard.
I need
something.
I
ain't heard
it out. I didn't know they had a new one.
Yeah, it just came out last week.
Oh, my goodness. What's his name still on there, too?
Yeah, Flavor's on there.
Yeah, boy!
Goddamn
Flavor. Scared the hell out of me, man.
You thought you was on the mic? I thought he was here for real?
Shit, I almost dropped the phone. Like, what the fuck was that?
Goddamn. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my shit about to start back up. Scandal starts. It's getting ready to start back up.
When?
Oh, that bullshit. I thought you were talking about The Walking Dead.
That still come on. How many seasons do they need of The Walking Dead?
Yeah, it's got to be ending soon because they running out of storyline.
It can't
line.
End. Man, they
should have been killed all
the
zombies by now.
They
should have been killed all them zombies by now. That is
man,
too much.
No,
and enough people. How many times the president and whoever she is going to fuck? What? How many more stories can they have for Scandal?
It's
talking
Scandal.
About the Walking
It's scandal.
Yeah, talking
okay.
about the Walking
it's
Dead.
A bunch of
about
scandals
we should
talk about.
Talking about my goddamn Walking Dead. How dare you?
It's a scandal every day, man. It's always a scandal.
Yeah, I bet it is. And there's another zombie every day. Somebody else that got bit, motherfucker.
I know Empire can ready to start up, too, next week.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good, too.
Which one?
Empire.
Empire.
Oh, I don't watch that.
You don't
watch
Empire? No. Nope. Girl. You know, when I first saw it, I said, fuck, I ain't never watching this shit. That shit kind of pulls you in, though.
I just never started watching it.
Man,
I mean,
like any show that got music with it.
I did start watching Power, but I haven't seen the second season.
Power was pretty good, too.
I think Power was better than Empire. Just my opinion.
No, I don't know. I don't know about all that, but probably pretty.
I'm going to watch next season just to figure out how 50 got out of the goddamn building.
This is the next season.
And he was shot. How the fuck he get out the building? And the building on fire.
He was stabbed. He wasn't shot.
Oh, yeah, he got stabbed. But the building was on fire like a motherfucker. How the fuck he get out?
He pried the door open. From what
in
he
a
was
burning
stabbed
building,
with.
Huh?
From what he was stabbed with. When he was stabbed with that thing, that's what that knife thing, and that's what he tried to do. I'm just telling you the story. But if it's another season.
All right, Janine. What's your prediction on Scandal? Now, everybody, you do remember I called Jax killing Gemma. On Sons. I called that shit way before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what do
you
do you see the black dude coming
scandal?
Back? Harrison?
What?
Did they actually show his body?
They didn't show his body, but shit, they didn't say it 100 times that he dead, so I don't see them bringing him back.
I think they got to bring him back to spicing up the show. Cause they never showed his body. He just kind of gone.
No, they didn't. I don't know, but I was getting irritated with her this last season because I was like, how many niggas he gonna put in your damn life, and you supposed to know every fucking thing, and you still fall for that shit, and they always end up being motherfuckers her daddy put in her life. And it'd be the same scenario how she meets these same guys that her daddy set her up with.
I know. She should know any motherfucker that come talk to her is sent by her damn daddy.
Exactly.
You're right. I don't see how she keeps falling for that same shit.
We'd be the same style.
Although,
I think this season is gonna be more about her mother now. I think they gotta let her mama out.
Yeah, I think her mama gonna have a bigger role too.
Yeah, I think her mother gonna have a bigger role this season.
Oh, you good
now? Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just make sure there's nobody in here. I don't care for you. I just want nobody else.
And we got mixed background. She at work getting cussed out. You supposed to be working?
Somebody found her hand spot.
Run around in the damn closet. Talking about I'm on break.
Oh.
I just went on break.
Oh, yeah,
man. Damn, the break only 15 minutes. You've been gone an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, we got to keep up on scandal because I think they're going to get, they got to get ready to end it soon, though. There's going to nothing last forever.
And I think his wife, the president's wife, is going to, she's going to turn on everybody. He been kicked out the house.
Yo, that motherfucker crazy anyway.
I'm just saying.
I think it's going to end with her being elected as president.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be something.
That's how I see it ending. And I can't wait for somebody to shoot Cyrus ass. I'm tired of that motherfucker.
Yeah. Just keep it in
there.
I am
What's
tired
up, Red?
Of him.
Yeah, I'm tired of Cyrus. But we shall see. But I'm calling it. Harrison will be back this season. I called it.
Oh, my goodness. Do y'all watch How to Get Away with Murder?
I started watching that. I didn't finish the first season, though, but I did start watching it.
That's a good one.
I know. She manipulating the hell out of them goddamn kids, though. I know that.
She
fucking them kids' heads all up.
She gonna fuck their lives up forever.
Mm-hmm. Man, and I still want to know. That was her husband that got killed, right at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And see, I've been catching like little bits and pieces of it. I'm thinking, I mean, don't tell me if I'm right or wrong because I'm gonna finish the season. But I think one of the kids killed him. Am I hot? Or did she kill him?
Yeah, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Did she kill him and they had the kids cover it up for her? Is that what I'm saying?
No.
That's okay. I think she killed him.
You have to watch it. It's very good.
I know the second season is ready to start, too.
Yeah.
It ain't already started.
It usually starts around with Scandal because they usually go back to back. It's the same baby who wrote Scandal who's writing that.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Shonda Rhimes or whatever her name is.
Yep.
Well,
she's
a hell of a writer, boy.
Yep.
I gotta watch. I mean, you know who killed the husband, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't her. Just tell me it wasn't
her. No, it wasn't her.
I don't see nobody else it could be because I always thought the kids was covering for her.
Well, now you will see. Who do you think it was?
I thought it was her.
It might be one of the kids. Oh, you thought it was her. Oh, okay.
I thought she killed him and had the kids help her cover it up. Because the little Indian dude or whoever, he got something on her ass. Because she gave his ass a trophy and everything. So that motherfucker know more than he's saying. He knows something.
Mm-hmm.
You know which dude I'm talking about, right?
With the curly hair?
Yeah, yeah, the black dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knows something. He knows something. He got something on her ass because she gave him the trophy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She took it from the white dude. He's shady as hell. They all fucked up. And the little black girl, she all fucked up in the head. The last one I saw was when she dropped her, she left her ring at the crime scene or whatever. It was burying the dude's body or whatever. They were at the little party, and she dropped her ring, and she tripped. That's the last one I saw. She tripping about her ring. And now they tripping like, what if they find the ring? Dumbass. I don't know how late in the season that is, but that's the last one I saw.
Yeah, feel like you're getting close.
But see, they buried the body, so one of them had to kill him.
Mm.
At least that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You'll see.
Well, we got a couple minutes left. Well, I'm gonna binge watch the whole series, and then we're gonna rap about it.
Okay.
I'm going to start that shit this weekend on Netflix. I'm just going to watch the whole season. Where I left off at.
Mm-hmm.
And figure it out. Because if it ain't her, it's got to be one of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be. Ain't nobody left. It can't be the white lady, her assistant. Although I think they used to mess around.
And she ain't shit either. Lusting after that, after her husband right in her face.
I think they actually did something. I don't know. They ain't never showed it.
She could at least do it undercover.
But she know about that shit, though.
Yeah, she do. Mm-hmm. Sure do.
She was already, wasn't he sleeping with one of the students? The husband?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got her pregnant, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, gee, thanks.
If you was that far, you should have known that if you that far, well, he's already dead.
Well, he was dead in the first one, wasn't he?
Hell yeah, I keep forgetting they be going back and forth.
Yeah, it's a flashback. That motherfucker was dead in the first episode.
My bad.
See, now you got me thinking like, wait a minute, did I see that shit? Got me thinking about the shit now. I'm like, wait, that motherfucker was dead in the first episode.
Well, you know they go back and forth on that movie, so I'll be on that TV show, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you do a loop at
me. You have to really watch it, because if you miss anything, you'll be lost.
Yeah, that's one of them shows you have to watch every. You can't miss a word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to start over.
Yeah.
What did I miss? You know, I hate those shows that bounce back and forth because then I'd be like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker was just alive a second ago. How the fuck when did he die?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get back on that shit. That shit was kind of good to me.
Yeah, it was good. Mm-hmm.
But I am calling Harrison on September 16th. We will see Harrison again.
I don't think he's coming back.
They never showed his body.
Well, that's because they had been kicked him off the show. Because of that whole incident that happened with him and his wife or something. Which I don't understand because that shit happens all the fucking time. So why did he
What incident? He got kicked off the show?
Yeah, you ain't hear about that?
No.
He got kicked off the show because of some incident. He was beating up his wife or some shit. I don't know, but it was all in the papers. And they say he got an anger and alcohol problem. So I don't know if it was affecting his work or what. But and I don't know if something happened on the set or whatever, but yeah, he got kicked off, and that's why they didn't show his body because he had already left the show. They wouldn't let him return.
Ain't that it? Well, I guess my prediction wrong to the motherfucker then. I ain't know shit about that. Well, Harrison ain't coming back.
unless they, I don't know, unless they change their mind. But, I mean, yeah, it was a big old, thing about it.
I had no clue. I thought they didn't show his body because that motherfucker was coming back.
No, I think he blacklisted, and they probably gonna black. You know how they blacklist them actors and shit. You probably ain't gonna see him on the shit for a minute.
I didn't know that, and I like this character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that motherfucker was cool as hell to me. I like his character on the show. Damn, I didn't know that. I couldn't wait for the season to start to see when he come back. That motherfucker
you
ain't coming
back. And you know they ain't gonna have too many black characters on the show, so that was their way to bring the other black character in. Her boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Turn out working for daddy.
Then that's when, that's when the other dude came on.
That should go before Luke, though. I did not put him with her daddy. I did not see that at all.
Please, I saw that. He met her the same way as what's the white dude met her in the coffee shop. All of a sudden, these motherfuckers just showing up in the coffee shop, and they always see. And you see them. It ain't no coincidence. You see them numerous times. You see what I'm saying? I don't believe in that shit.
They caught me off guard. I knew Jake was shady, but I thought this dude was legit.
Nope.
But I should have known that he had too many speaking words in the show. Should have known he was shady. I just don't. You know what I hate, though? The fact that they have chasing after the white guys, even though she ended up with a brother who was dirty as hell. But she can't get enough of the president.
No. I don't like the fact that I didn't like that whole season when they had captured her and she was captive and shit like that. All the shit you done did, all the shit you done been through, now you want to be sitting in the VFL crying and shit, crying to some motherfucker you don't even know, and then you confide in him and he ends up being... I knew from the first time when she started talking to him, I said, he's the one holding you captive. And you sitting here talking to this motherfucker.
You know, I figured he was involved some kind of way. I didn't know he was the ring leader.
I know,
but
I figured he was involved some kind of way. Mm-mm. I said, she better not start talking to his ass. He is not in there with her. He is one of them.
Yeah. But you know how I thought it was going to end? I thought the buyer was her dad. I did think that.
Who?
I thought the buyer was her father. The person that bought her.
Oh.
I thought it was her daddy.
I ain't think
coming
that.
Coming to save ass again.
I just didn't know who the hell it was. I thought it was going to be maybe the president or something, even though he was trying his damn best.
That motherfucker was ready to go to war. He was finna start some shit. That motherfucker was finna go blow some shit up for her ass.
Yeah, he was.
She put it on his ass because that motherfucker was finna start a damn war over a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm getting her back. We getting her back. What's the plan?
Hell, most of the wars that started was over a woman back in history.
Cyrus, like, blow the bitch up.
Oh, yeah, Cyrus a motherfucker, boy. Cyrus don't give a shit. Ever since they killed his boyfriend, he don't give a fuck. Boy, his husband, he don't give a fuck about nobody.
Oh, my, Cyrus is crazy.
He said, fuck her ass.
Like, push the fucking button.
Blow this shit up. Fuck it.
Oh, goodness.
That motherfucker loved his Olivia, boy. He was ready to go to war.
He sure did.
They say, well, Mr. President, it's only one person. That motherfucker said, I don't give a fuck. It's Olivia. It's more than just a person. That's Olivia. Bring her back, goddammit, whatever you got to do. I don't give a. Do we got a team over there? Send them in there. Get her back.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that kidnapping shit. I think they could have left that out.
Yeah. I mean, and even if they were going to do it, it shouldn't have been that long. They did too many episodes.
Oh, it was
the
whole season.
Yeah, it was.
It was the whole fucking season.
Oh, man, this is too much.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't like
now
that.
Now y'all got her looking all weak and shit. And, you know, it kind of, like, took away from her character, I feel.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
They had her looking bad.
It's not to say I know everybody has their weak points. You know what I'm saying? But her character was not that. And I just feel like it just took away from her character.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Because she was the strongest mm-hmm. black woman any motherfucker ever knew.
Exactly.
And to see her down for a whole season? Yeah, they did it wrong.
Yeah.
But, all right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. We passed time. All right, Wick, you got your last words, man?
Great show as usual. See y'all next week. Love, Sin City.
That's what's up, Janine.
It was good talking with everybody. You know, like always, I'll be here next week.
That's what's up. Mick, you still on here?
Yes,
sir. They made her ass go back to work.
You allowed here.
Oh.
Hello.
You got any last words?
You smart motherfucker. Great show, people. I enjoyed myself. I'll holler at y'all next week.
That's what's up. All right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Next week, Knuckleheads, peace, love, and head grease. We out. Go Broncos. Got Peyton Manning as my quarterback. That son of a bitch didn't do shit last week. Son of a bitch.
Oh, you got the right man. You got the right
shit,
man.
That though. Motherfucker didn't do shit last week. Got me 5 points. That's all he got last week. 5 fantasy points. That's it. That's all he got.
Give him a minute. Give him a minute.
And CJ Anderson, that motherfucker got 3. The quarterback and number running back got 8 total fantasy points. 8. The fuck, guy. I'm trading both of them some bitches. All right, y'all. I'm out. Later.